the Public News Service Daily Newscast for December the 13th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Auto safety consumer groups are blasting a recent settlement between 36 states and CarMax, which fined the company $1 million for claiming its cars are safe when some of them are under manufacturer safety recalls and have not been repaired.
California did not sign on to the agreement and has laws that allow consumers to sue in such cases. Rosemary Shahan is president of the group Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety, based in Sacramento.
It's going to make it easier for CarMax to get away with claiming that their vehicles have passed a 125-point inspection without repairing deadly safety recall defects, as long as they don't use the word safe or repaired for safety.
CarMax said in a statement that the company is not authorized by manufacturers to repair recall defects. It claims it discloses all recalls to customers. I'm Suzanne Potter.
CarMax reported revenues of $33 billion in the fiscal year ending August 31. Conservation and hunting groups are concerned about Governor Greg Gianforte's decision in his proposed budget not to distribute revenue from recreational cannabis for the Habitat Montana program. Eric Tadoff explains.
The 2020 initiative legalizing cannabis for recreational use set aside tax revenue for conservation on state public lands through programs such as Habitat Montana. The program has been around since 1987. Mike Penfold is a retired employee of the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management. He says he's disappointed the governor has not included tax revenue from cannabis for Habitat Montana in his budget.
Habitat Montana has been really effective at conservation easements that protect wildlife habitat and sometimes provide public access on private land, but also allow the private land activities to continue.
Gianforte's proposal includes $12 million for Habitat Montana, which is an increase from the last budget cycle, but eliminates about $30 million in projected cannabis tax revenue. A spokesperson for the governor says Gianforte continues to focus on the state's public lands, but wants the cannabis revenue to be used to serve veterans, strengthen treatment services, and boost law enforcement.
About half of the revenue generated from cannabis sales was designed to be set aside for conservation on public lands, according to the voter-approved initiative. Now from CBS News, the White House reacting sharply to comments made over the weekend by Marjorie Taylor Greene. The Georgia Republican spoke Saturday at a dinner hosted by the New York Republican Club. "I want to tell you something," she said. "If Steve Bannon and I had organized, we would have won. This is PNS." Many disadvantaged neighborhoods in urban areas are considered food deserts because there are few places where people could find healthy, fresh food. But if you head to an empty lot in East Detroit, there's a group of young farmers of color looking to change that.
John Cannon, a cadre of volunteers, are sustainably growing hearty greens, root vegetables, corn and squash, in the central city to feed the surrounding community. Kent, the co-founder of Sanctuary Farms, says his operation is different because it uses growing techniques that don't contribute to water pollution and climate change.
What we do at Sanctuary Farms is cultivate organic produce, create nutritious compost, and through that process, we're closing the food loop by diverting food waste from landfills.
Kent and his business partner, Gene Parker, started the operation in 2020 with an eye toward practicing regenerative agriculture. According to a new report from the National Young Farmers Coalition, many young farmers share Kent's commitment to sustainability. 86% of a poll of 10,000 farmers under the age of 40 say they use sustainable practices. Mark Richardson reporting.
Reporting for this story funded by the Solutions Journalism Network. Now to South Dakota, where in the coming session, lawmakers could be asked to clarify state laws dealing with the counting of election ballots.
Political observers say that push is connected to false claims by conservative groups that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and electronic counting machines were compromised. That led to hand counts in two South Dakota counties in the recent midterm vote. Amy Scott Stoltz of the South Dakota League of Women Voters says this broader approach is counterproductive.
We just want to make sure that people know that that is a less accurate way to count the votes.
She and the Secretary of State say electronic machines are certified and are not connected to the Internet, protecting them from being compromised. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, our Edwin J. Vieira tells us while Virginia is leading southern states in climate smart programs, it still has a problem with woody biomass.
Woody biomass has come under fire because it's long been viewed as a great renewable resource, but opponents argue it's more akin to coal since it burns carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Governor Glenn Youngkin included woody biomass as a new energy the state will invest in as part of its new energy plan. Laura Height, with the Partnership for Policy Integrity, feels woody biomass has survived this long because it gets misclassified as a renewable energy.
As long as but lawmakers treat burning wood as renewable or carbon neutral, it's going to get the same exact financial incentives as wind and solar. I think people want, when they think of clean energy, they want non-polluting renewable energy.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.